It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
How you going? Are you good? I certainly hope so, and hope you're ready for 25 minutes of great movies. This is Talking Flicks. JT here. And Mr. Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you as well, JT. And the good news is I'm back 100%.
Hey!
As you would have noticed, my voice was a little bit scratchy over the last couple of weeks. So I do apologise, but I am back 100%.
And the even better news is he's back at work! Woo! Yes.
I've had a couple of weeks off, but I still turned up for the podcast even when I was sick. And on holiday. So are you proud?
I'm very proud. And what I love about it too is that with the podcast, anytime you want to hear Mr. Lee Crook, you can just go back and play it over again and again and again. Let that be the motivation to you whenever you're having a bad day about pushing through, because Mr. Lee did. And that was that was great. He was here with us to share many great movies and good times.
As I'm sitting across from you, you go...
Hey, I haven't caught anything, so I'm feeling pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
When you're stuck in, locked in a room that, with two mics and, it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm pleased.
I just crawl.
You didn't get it.
I just crawl under the desk, because that's okay. Take the microphone with me. Oh, dear. What's on the show today, Mr. Lee? As usual, we love dishing up lots of entertainment for our listeners, and today we will go around the screens a bit later on. There's lots happening on the calendar. We've got some top fives at the box office. Is Superman still... Spider-Man, Spidey still number one? I don't know. Like, or will it be one of our new movies that dropped last week? So we'll find out about that, including Spa Weekend, which is our Flickster for tomorrow.
Yes.
The real news, you're hitting the red carpet with some news on. What's happening in your real news today? Is there anything exciting happening there?
Look, there is. There's some really good news about a Batman vehicle that's been hitting the streets of Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Batman? You're a Batman fan, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Righto. And Mrs. Claus is getting her own movie.
Oh, wow. That's great.
No, I don't think she's in it, but yeah. I'll tell you in real news who's playing Mrs. Claus. So you've got to listen to find out.
All right, there you go. There's your hook. It's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, this one's all about dog stars, and this one stars Jacob DeLory, Josh Brolin, Guy Pearce, and Allison Janney. And it's quite funny because it's all about a flu virus that wipes out most of the humanity. It's all about Hig, who is a former pilot, but he lives in an abandoned airport with his dog, an ex-Marine named Bagley.
Mm.
How nice is that? And you know what, can I say? We have Zeus beside me here in podcast headquarters, Talking Flicks headquarters. He's always here with us, so I think he will love this movie. Because there's a dog in it. He'll just keep barking if he sees it.
Then make sure you enjoy this one, Zeus. Jacob Elordi, our Aussie, he's had a great year of films. Wuthering Heights was one of the big ones as well, with Margot Robbie. At the moment, he's dating a Kardashian as well, I believe. Kendall Jenner, isn't it? I think he's hooked up with her, so... They've been going out on some date nights. Everyone loves the Aussies. It must be the accent. Yeah.
It has to be. It's got to be the accent. Look, this is a Ridley Scott's movie. As we know, he is brilliant. And he does like doing post-apocalyptic science fiction type movies, which is good. This is from a novel that Peter Hellier's wrote. You got me saying that because last week you said Peter Hellier, and I'm like, oh no, don't say Peter Hellier. And now I did.
Okay. excuses.
Yeah, excuses. So it is based on a book, and it is incredible. I watched the trailer of this and just went, wow, this does look impressive.
Well, speaking of the trailer, let's have a listen.
Before the world ended, I was kissing my wife, playing with my dog.
Jasper!
The world that was doesn't exist. Here it's just us trying to hold on to what was. But out there, it's kill or be killed. The only thing left to fear is... survivors. There is a place
that still remains. Go.
I listen. I heard a voice on the radio. Saying, my name is Hick.
I'm Seema.
He's an unknown. We survived because we have rules about how to deal with unknowns.
I know he has real coffee. I miss music. Singing on the way to the grocery store.
I miss the grocery store. They're gonna keep coming. We can't hold them off forever.
Arm up! Move, move, move! Shoot the roof!
Oh, Ridley Scott at his finest, Mr. Lee, every time.
Absolutely. Mm. Yep. He is such an incredible director.
Just incredible. Amazing. Yep. Then there you go. That is out today. It's called The Dog Stars. Also, Mr. Lee, Toxic as well. This is a fairy tale for grown-ups. It's an action crime thriller.
It is, and it's a story that follows Raya Rummy, who is also known as Ticket, and he is a gangster, and he works in the dangerous criminal underworld in a influential part of, is it Portuguese?
Well done.
I was stressing.
Hold on. Can we please get...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Portuguese chicken, Mr. Lee. Think about
yes.
that. Portuguese
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, should. Mm. Yeah. He does climb to power through violence and betrayal, but he discovers that every victory comes with a personal cost. So, yeah, not good. The cast stars Yash and a few other people as well. Now, it is playing in Hindi and in Telugu language. Thank you. Just check our websites for what session is playing in what language. So, because there is quite a few different sessions that will be playing.
I want to see it in all. I'm happy to keep going back.
it does have language. English subtitles. Thank God.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Which is, yeah, I'm sure you'd enjoy each of them.
Of course I would. I love multiculturalism and different languages. It's good fun. I'm trying to learn a new language every week.
Well, not that you're struggling with English, but yes, like me.
Just like mixing it up, okay? Maybe we can learn Portuguese one week. How does that sound?
Yes, that sounds good.
Or as you would say, Portuguese.
We can start with the Portuguese. Anyway, let's move on. What else is screening this week? We've got Mutiny, Spy Weekend, Holy Days, Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, Moana, Toy Story 5, One Night Only, Tom and Jerry Forbidden Compass, and The End of Oak Street. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, Mr. Lee, now Spider-Man. This is a movie that no one can beat. It's just hanging at the top. And I think, I just think that this is going to be another week of, unless Spa Weekend or Mutiny can knock it off, I think it's going to stay there.
I think so. Okay. Well, let's head over to the USA. Number 5 is The End of Oak Street. Number 4 is Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. That's brand new for that one. Number 3, The Odyssey. Number 2 is Insidious, Out of the Further. And number 1 for the US, Spider-Man, Brand New Day. No one can beat it.
No. I'm sensing a bit of deja vu here. Let's do it again. The top 5 for Oz sounds like this. Great to see Spa Weekend in at number 5. That's our Flickster, and we'll be out on the podcast tomorrow. Number 4 is The End of Oak Street. Number 3 is Insidious, Out of the Further. Number 2 is The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan. And number 1 for Oz. Doesn't even need a drum roll, really. Bring it on, Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Another week, another... We at the top for Spider-Man could very well be the biggest movie of the year. It's looking likely.
I think it could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the 4th week? Has it been out for 4 weeks?
It's been a long time.
It has.
It's been a long time.
And each week, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what movie actually knocks from number one spot.
Well, yeah, it will. I think at this stage it would be a Spider-Man and probably Toy Story 5 competing for top spot. But I think the way Spider-Man's going, everyone's going to see it.
Yeah.
And again, and again, people- again.
Correct, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. People are going back for a second, third time because it's that good. And when you got a Spider-Man like Tom Holland, what can you say?
It's kind of like when you got a great meal there, you got dinner and you go back for seconds, you know, like it just tastes that good. You're like, got to do it again, you know. And so that's what everyone's doing with Spider-Man. So that is the top fives for this week.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, Real News.
All right, Mr. Lee, now to kick us off with Real News this week, I'm going to hijack your segment just for a second. And just want to say, very sad news last week, August 16, with the death of Hayden Panettiere. This really shocked me, this death.
Me too.
36. 36. It's just absolutely devastating. I will be honest, I had a childhood crush on Hayden when she was in Heroes as Claire Bennett. I thought, yeah, and I just think she's just a gorgeous actress. Second to Margot Robbie, I'd definitely have her up on the pedestal there. And really sad that she did pass. And hasn't she been in some big movies and shows?
Oh, she has. She's been in so many. Remember the Titans, Cheryl Yost, Racing Stripes. Bring It On, All or Nothing, Scream 4, and then she came back in Scream 6. She did bring Kirby back.
Kirby Reed, yeah.
But everyone knows her from Heroes because that was such an incredible show. 4 years that ran for.
Yeah. And she was part of 73 episodes or something like that. So, yeah, a very, very sad passing. And, I still can't believe that she's no longer with us. So, but her legacy will live on. And, some very sad news to kick off Real News. But let's hope Mr. Lee can bring the mood up. And he did mention earlier in the podcast, Batman's new Batmobile has been spotted in a very different way too.
Yeah, look, footage from Glasgow where it's been driving around town because they are actually in the middle of filming. There was a chase sequence that was filmed on the streets of Glasgow. And yes, the Batmobile was leaked. Of course, Robert Pattinson is back. He's been in a few. He was in the drama this year. He's starting to get back into movies now, isn't he?
Yeah, no, but I still cannot different. I look at him, I see Twilight. Yeah. So it's very hard for me. It's like Daniel Radcliffe, part of Harry Potter. I can only see him as, being in Twilight. So Edward, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's sad when an actor gets typecast.
Only with me, though. I'm sure everyone else can relax.
Yeah, but I do it too. And I see it, and that's all you see. And I agree with Daniel Radcliffe. I see him as Harry Potter all the time. And when he does try to do something different, you go, yeah, there's no glasses, but anyway. Now, I did bring up about Mrs. Claus. So, Melissa McCarthy has a Christmas comedy coming out next year, and she plays Margie Claus, which is going to be very good. I don't know much more at this stage. I know Octavia Spencer is in it. I know Jim Gaffin, Andrew Scott. But, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And a big name also, Meghan Trainor, will be doing the music for it. So right. Cannot wait. But it is so exciting that Santa's Wife is getting her own movie.
Certainly is. And it's also exciting that National Treasure 3 is happening.
Yeah, look, this is great. I loved the National Treasure. I thought they were one of the best movies out. You know, Nick Cage was brilliant. They just he was National Treasure. It is going to be directed by John Turteltaub, which is really good. But yeah, can't wait. It is going to be a little ways off, but it's going to apparently be going to be called National Treasure 3: Welcome to Hollywood. So that'll be interesting.
Great, yeah. Look forward to that. And Michelle Pfeiffer, she has revealed career plans after saying that she never wanted to star in another movie. What doing?
Yeah, look, this is really sad. I reckon she's a great actress. She is probably well known for Basic Instinct all those years ago. But she was in something just recently that I watched. It was in a TV show, I'm sure. That I watched it and I just went, you know what? You really played that part really well. But yeah, she was on Jimmy Fallon just recently and she said no, she didn't want to be in any movies. But she said, I didn't actually say that I will be doing things, but she won't retire. She won't actually commit to say I'm going to retire from movies. But she'll probably do some more TV type movies and all that. But she was great in Batman all those years ago as well. Like she has got a huge genre of movies that she's done over the years. So, yeah, it'll be sad to see her not act. She was great in Hairspray. Do you remember in that?
Yeah. That was one of the big ones for her, yeah.
And I didn't know she could sing. I only found out in that movie she could sing. So,
and this is why we don't want her to retire. We want to see her in more movies.
Yeah, we do. We want to keep seeing her do these sort of things. That's my week in real news.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Miss Lee, I cannot believe it's been 25 years since Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone hit our screens. I remember going to see it as a kid. I think I was in like year 6 at the time when I went to see it. And that was when we fell in love with Harry Potter. Like everyone loved the books. It was like 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, I shouldn't compare that to a kids show, but it hits me. But anyway, anyone that read the books was like, they wanted to see Harry Potter in real life. Wasn't it huge when it hit the screen and everyone's going, this is what we, because you visualize what you think your Harry Potter looks like. And then Daniel Radcliffe, he played Harry Potter so well. I couldn't imagine anyone else doing it.
No, absolutely. And like they auditioned so many kids to play Harry Potter and it must have been incredible for J.K. Rowling to see Daniel Radcliffe and go, Harry Potter, you are Harry Potter. So look, this is on this weekend in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. Also on Sunday, we've got Andre Rule's 2026 summer concert, Viva Madrid, and tickets are still available. Then on September 11, we've got Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, which there will be some rare footage. These sort of movies go so well. Like these docos are one of the best things. Remember Epic, you know, like that was huge. It was incredible. So looking forward to that. Now Wagga tonight and Friday and Wednesday nights, they've got The Toxic, the fairy tale for grown-ups, which we talked about. Also, they've got a ladies' movie night happening on September 10 for Practical Magic 2. Tamworth, we have got Toxic on this Monday night, so that will be really good. Ladies' night, we're doing it on September 11 for Practical Magic 2. And then our Forum Arthouse movie is End Sons on September 20. And Orange, they have Toxic on Monday night, and their ladies' movie for Practical Magic 2 is happening on September 10.
So if you want tickets for some of those things coming up that you just heard on the calendar, you can go to the forum6.com.au website or the odeon5.com.au. Now, next week, Mr. Lee, by any means, this is a Mark Wahlberg film inspired by real events.
Yeah, look, this is set in Mississippi in 1966, and it follows a young FBI agent who is signed to investigate a series of murders targeting civil rights activists. So very, very interesting. And as you said, it is a true story. So I love true stories.
Is this very similar to Mississippi Burning? Remember the old Willem Dafoe movie many moons ago? That was fantastic. It is an old film. But again, set in Mississippi and, yeah, very much, you know, about civil rights and that was the KKK, I think. I know it's probably a bit different, but yeah, there was a lot of that going on back in the 60s.
Oh, there was
in Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do love the film's tagline. It is the FBI couldn't crack it, so they called in the mob.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Now, another one opens next week is Fall 2 Dead Point. This is a new adventure drama thriller, and it actually is the sequel to the surprise 2022 thriller of Fall, which you really enjoyed.
Loved it. I thought it was it's such a well-put-together movie, great storyline, had you hooked, loved the twist. And, you know, who would have thought that, you know, two girls could climb a TV tower? Firstly, you'd never do it. You'd never do it. Ridiculous. Yeah. But then to get up there, then the ladder falls, so they can't get down, and it becomes an act of survival, really, and you get to watch that happen throughout. Everyone loves a good survival movie. So the fact that we now have Fall 2, now this differs because there's a new chapter whereby there's a deadly mountain climb in Thailand. Basically, there's you see some rocks caving in, smashing up their path, and basically they're stranded 3,000 feet in the, basically on the side of a mountain. So trying to get down, that's got me hooked.
Yeah. Oh, God. It would be nothing but scary when you think, you know, the only way is to jump, but you don't want to, do you?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Not for us, Mr. Lee. We're not those kinds of people.
But we will find out more about that next week, which I'm excited.
Cannot wait for it. But look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow, Mr. Lee. We'll be here bright and early for our Flixster episode.
Yes, and that'll be exciting. So I can't wait to talk to our Flixster about Spa Weekend.
That is tomorrow. In the meantime, we're getting out of here. What's on for the rest of the day, Mr. Lee? Back to the 4 and 6 as usual.
Back to work, yeah.
Don't sound so down. You love your job.
Oh, no. When you've had holidays.
We'd prefer to be somewhere else, you know?
No.
Customers coming to see you.
Yeah, that's true. But when you've been on holidays and then you come back to work, the first week's always hard to get back into it.
Well, if you go to the Forum 6, tell Mr. Glee. I keep calling you Mr. Glee today. I don't know why.
G. Lee? Yeah, I get that.
Tell him to chum up. Have a lovely day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.